I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Welcome back to episode number 75 in the No Bad Days podcast. Looks like our boys are enjoying some nice last minute snacks before we got going here. So, boys, why don't you tell everybody what you're munching on before we get too in-depth here?
I don't know if it's my last-minute snacks. I might continue eating them, but I'm currently eating Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, it's nice. Only 8 o'clock. We snacked till at least 10.
I'm not saying it's last minute. I'm just saying like you can't chew into your microphone or else it gets annoying.
Yeah, that's why
they're literally just staring at me right now.
Okay, Jordan, have one, and we'll give an example of what it sounds like to Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
Yeah, you can hear the lips.
Even here?
A little bit. Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty clear. Yeah, no, definitely.
All right. Hear it. That's my last one.
Okay.
These are high-tech mics, man.
Yeah, they pick up sounds from all over the place. Anyways, yeah, we're back for another episode. Hopefully you enjoyed last week's episode. It was pretty funny. But yeah, we had a lot of stuff go on this week. We had a pretty entertaining weekend, as some would say. And we're going to give kind of a little bit of a breakdown as to kind of what went on. And we're going to go from there. But first, let's check in with Johnny, J-Bone, J-Pace.
What's up, bud?
What's going on? Dad. What's up, bud? How are you doing?
Tav Daddy.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm snacking on some raspberries.
Oh, okay. That's so boring. Yeah, pretty healthy.
Well, I'll have some chips later.
Yeah, but okay. You don't eat right out of the bag. You pour your chips into a bowl.
Yeah, so I don't bury the whole thing by accident.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, there is. It's called the next day.
Oh,
really? Where was that attitude last night at Texas Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah. I'm the champ. I'm the champ of that place.
I challenged you to the cinnamon butter challenge, and you passed with flying colors.
Not even a problem.
Okay, seriously, stop chewing your microphone. Hey, no more raspberries.
Okay, I'll put them down. And I was the first one done my meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, by like 10 to 15 minutes.
So everyone gets up to date on what we had happened last night. We should have called Guinness Book because they would have been impressed to see what you put down. Johnny put down 10 individual cinnamon dinner rolls at Texas Roadhouse. And then he proceeded to cleanse his palate with a Caesar salad. And then he ate a bowl of mashed potatoes and a 14-ounce ribeye.
Yep.
And then there's...
I only did that, though, because before we went, Tab said, you won't eat 10 rolls. And I was like, yeah, well.
Yeah, no, I was holding you accountable because last time we went, I think you had 8 or 9. So I was just trying to get you to be better.
I had 8, yeah. So I was like really hungry. But I wouldn't normally just have 10 because like that's a little gross.
Yeah, but you didn't seem uncomfortably full after, which was like weird.
Yeah, I was. That is weird. I was pretty full. I was actually very full after, but I have a big appetite. I can just eat
normally when we leave that place, it's just shut her down for the night. But you seem to have some pep in your step.
I didn't
seem to slow you down.
I didn't have any ice cream when we got back though. You guys had the Häagen-Dazs. I didn't.
Yeah,
I had mine today.
We had Häagen-Dazs mini. Yeah.
Yeah, those things are deadly.
Yeah, those things really are pretty good. Thank God we only got the minis too, because it's just the perfect amount to
Yeah.
It's the perfect amount of ice cream because it's portion controlled, like we were talking about. It's controlled for you, so you don't eat too much. And it's just enough to get that taste in your mouth. And then when you're done, you're done. And you kind of want another one, but like you're like, nah.
No, the minis are the perfect size. Perfect portion.
Yeah, unless you get another one, then you would have two, obviously.
Yeah, you could have two if you want. And then not feel bad about having two because they're minis, right? So it's like a win-win situation. Exactly. Yeah. It's like you just had like a big Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Which Wanted it's to. Okay to exactly. treat yourself. Wanted to.
Or just have the mini and then a bag of popcorn and then some chips and then two Oreos to end the night.
Yeah, and then just remind yourself that you had a mini so you don't feel bad.
Exactly.
There you go.
What was your snack? What was your snacks last night, Marty, after dinner? What'd you eat?
What did we do? I kind of forget. I had the Haagen-Dazs for sure.
We watched Your Honor.
Yeah.
I feel like that might have been the only thing I ate last night.
Yeah, that's all.
Just the Haagen-Dazs. I didn't snack too much because I went to bed relatively early. But tonight, I'm already planning out my snacks. Like I just said, I'm having a popcorn, and then I'll probably get into my salt and vinegar chips, and then I'm gonna have a few more Oreos.
Two Oreos.
Should we make that artichoke dip tonight, or save that for tomorrow?
We could save that for tomorrow.
Did you buy artichoke dip?
When me and Marty went to Walmart for fun.
Oh. Okay, so
we bought the most random
making it yourself.
Ever.
Yeah. We walked in there.
I didn't hear about this.
And you were remember when we came in your room and we're like, hey, you want to go go-karting?
Yeah, it was like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're just like absolutely not. And I actually thought we were. We get in the car, Marty looks at me, he's like, you know we're not going go-karting, right? I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then we just drive around and I was like, oh, like there's like, you know that outdoorsy store by Costco? It's like a Bass Pro Shop, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like fish and something.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to go there just to like walk around and then Marty didn't want to go, so we took a random right turn and ended up at Walmart. Oh. We're recording.
Phone call.
Excuse you.
Phone's off.
Anyways. We went to Walmart for fun because I don't know if we've ever really discussed this on the pod before. We have issues of being very bored and trying to find things to do. So yeah, we went to Walmart and we walked in there, grabbed some carts, and we looked at each other and we said, we are going up and down every single aisle in this store.
Which we did.
It's the ultimate spot shop.
Oh yeah, we went in the toy section. We went in the hunting section. Everything.
Tav, that's me and you did that freshman year too.
Yeah, remember our first? That was our first week.
Yeah.
Before I got my Xbox, because I didn't have anything to do during the day, and then school hadn't started yet, and we were just like, "So you want to go to Walmart?" And then I ended up spending probably $200 at Walmart buying stuff for my room and like buying a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
So what did you buy for artichoke dip? Like, did you buy a dip or did you buy stuff to make a dip?
No, it was in the frozen section. It was a Ruby Tuesday's appetizer artichoke dip.
Have you guys ever eaten at a Ruby Tuesday's?
Never.
Yeah, once. There's one in Niagara Falls on Clifton Hill.
I've eaten at a bunch of Ruby Tuesdays before. Get the salad bar going.
What a random restaurant that is.
I think it might be TGI Fridays, Johnny, to be honest.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
Well,
we'll have to look at the box. But anyways, we have artichoke dip and I bought the chips for it. So
it was either that or deep fried pickles.
Yeah. With like two things we just...
Frozen deep fried pickles.
Yeah, that's why we decided not to. Those are gonna be like soggy and gross, probably.
Yeah, we were looking at it.
Frozen artichoke dip.
Yeah.
Next kind best of debating. Option.
Yeah, can't really go wrong with that.
Next man up mentality.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we could have that tomorrow.
And today I went back to my roots and bought pizza rolls.
Yes, I saw that. I saw those in the freezer. Those are gone now, though, aren't they?
There's half a bag left.
Oh, okay. So that's fair enough.
That just reminds me of the Marriott days after Builders.
Yeah. A whole 60-pack of Tostitos pizza rolls gone in the oven.
And funny, half a bottle of ranch.
Me and Tav used to, freshman year, we'd make a Jack's pizza, and our pizza tray was pretty big. And Jack's pizzas are small, so we would line the outside of the pizza tray with pizza rolls. like a stuffed crust Jack's pizza.
Yeah.
And that was our post game most times.
Yeah. We'd have that post game.
Because there's nothing better after a Saturday win. Come home, you make a Jack's, and then you just start preying and go right to Builders.
Yeah, we did it on some Fridays too, though. So that was fun.
Gives you energy.
Today was nice though. We didn't have a nap today. We got home and Marty and I walked to the pool, and it was closed. So we had a parking lot party for a bit, where we were sitting on the curb in the parking lot, getting some sun. And then they opened up the pool, so we went there and caught some rays for a couple hours, which was honestly pretty refreshing.
It was very refreshing.
Yeah, it was
nice. Nice little vitamin D.
It was nice spending the day outside.
Yeah.
And then our
dinner plans were absolutely ruined by no propane in the barbecue. That was really a tough balance.
Wasn't the one barbecue just like left on, but like it ran out, so it was off? Like the switches were on?
Yeah, they were both on. Yeah, all the switches were on. Left on, yeah.
No courtesy.
No, that's bad barbecue etiquette.
Yeah. If you live in an apartment complex and they have barbecues, shut it off when you're done. And don't leave your hot dogs on the barbecue.
Yeah, there was hot dogs on the one when we opened it up.
Yeah, like how gross is that?
Thought about having one, honestly.
Honestly. Yeah. Should have just pivoted to that.
Actually, it would have worked out. There was three.
There was three, so we could have ate for free, but we decided not to. That was pretty... I literally was thinking about it. Like, oh, these probably aren't that bad.
Yeah, not to be a snob, but I don't want a secondhand hot dog.
No.
That's okay.
There's a lot of things in the life that you could take as a secondhand that are good, but a hot dog is not one of those things, I don't think. Normally you'd want to be in control of the hot dog.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah,
far from a secondhand shirt, I would say.
Yeah, no, it's different than a thrift shop for sure.
Yeah.
So, want to get into the weekend talk? I mean, it was pretty cool weekend, honestly, thinking back on it. Cool Friday night, I think.
Short but sweet.
Yeah, for sure.
The boys rolled into town.
Yeah, so the...
Well, we got to see a little more of Dave.
That's true. So, Dave, well, I guess you guys picked him up from the airport, so why don't you guys tell the story?
Oh, we got in the car and went to the airport, got Dave. Actually, it was funny. We pulled a little prank on Dave because one of our teammates who's called up right now left his car here, and he lets me take it every now and then, and it's a BMW SUV. So we rolled in, and Dave's like kind of like checking it out. He's like, oh, pick me up in style, eh? And we're like, yeah, like... the team actually, if you don't have a car down here, they give you a car, Marty was telling him. And then I turned around, I was like, yeah. And the best part too is like, if you negotiate your contract well, like they pay for your gas. So that's the deal I got. And he's like, oh my God, that's so sick. And then the whole ride home, he believed it. Yeah.
Oh, he ate it right up.
Yeah. And then we told him though, when we pulled in, I was like, hey Dave, like this isn't my car.
Yeah,
it's got
new. I was wondering. Yeah,
it's got New Hampshire plates on it. It's not mine. Sure.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Dave then he spent the night.
Yeah, Dave flew in a day early, in classic Dave fashion, to not miss a day of work, because obviously it's busy season for the tax people right now. So he flew in a day early, and he took Marty's car down to downtown Birmingham and went into the office building and got a full day of work in Birmingham. So obviously didn't see him much during the day, but obviously did catch up with Dave.
And he had his laptop set up in our kitchen too.
Yeah,
the next day before the game.
Full setup. He's a hard working man. And yeah, basically, and he's the only one out of all the boys that was able to see our apartment. So, kind of nice to have him over and host him for a bit.
Yeah.
Host him on our couch.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit cleaner than the old Marriott, what he was used to. So it's a little bit, probably of a change of pace for him.
Yeah. You don't have to wipe your feet before you go to bed.
Yeah. And so then the next, next day the boys rolled into town, which was pretty fun, obviously, to see them. But, Johnny and I were caught off guard by one of our social media guy came into the dressing room as we were kind of getting ready to go out for warm up in the game. And he asked if we were okay doing up a ceremonial puck drop, because they wanted all the hockey guys to drop the puck at the game. And Johnny and I kind of looked at each other, like kind of nervous about it. And we were like, oh yeah, no, sure. Someone will do it. And he's like, okay, I'll just run it by coach. And we're like, yeah, just make sure it's okay with them first before we go ahead and do that.
Yeah, please.
And so I honestly at first thought it was just going to be one of us that went up and did it, because normally you don't send three guys to do a ceremonial puck drop. But when we got on the bench after O Canada, the coach kind of told all three of us we were going up there. So we all kind of skated over a little bit hesitantly and
I didn't think he was serious until you guys were already over there.
Yeah.
Like I was still on the bench and you guys were over there already. And I was like, you're dead serious. He's like, yes, go. I was like, okay.
And Tav went over there with his helmet on. I didn't have mine. So I stopped in front of the other team's bench. I looked at Tav and I looked back at our bench. You still had yours on. I'm like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? Like, and I was trying to yell at Tav. I was like, Tav, are we wearing helmets? Are we wearing helmets?
Yeah.
I was like,
what are we doing here?
I was like, oh my God.
It was a bit of
like,
a panic.
I was like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, we got a really, really cool picture of all of us on the ice before our game, which is like a really, really cool picture that I think we'll all be able to look back on and kind of remember that night as like one of the special nights we've had all together, which is cool for me, I think. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Probably the same thing.
No, that
was
special. I
didn't really realize how sick it was till like after, you know, because it was like a little bit embarrassing, like, because you know the other team's like,
oh for God. Sure for sure,
so it didn't kind of hit me till after, and I was like, wow, that was actually sick.
Yeah I was nervous to do it because I was like, oh God, here we go, like we're gonna put a target on our back right away.
Yeah I was thinking the exact same thing, but not one chirp from the other bench.
Yeah, none at all.
Didn't get one.
Nothing.
No, that's just nice, which is obviously nice because you don't want to hear that really when you're doing something embarrassing. But another cool thing was I we didn't see the guys before the game, so we hadn't seen them yet, and we were skating around in on ice warm-ups before the game, and the team let them on the bench, and they all had Birmingham Bulls jerseys on, and that's kind of when we first saw them for the first time. So we just gave them kind of little knuckles and said what's up, and then obviously went about our routine. But that was funny too. I didn't think they'd be on the bench.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. I remember just skating around. I'm like, oh my, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
I didn't even notice them there till like the 7 minute mark when we were just starting doing like breakouts.
I
didn't notice them.
Yeah, no, they were there.
And then I just saw all six phones just dialed right on us.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yelly was laughing at me.
Yeah, it was like, pretty. Come on, it's obviously funny. Because you're so used to seeing those guys on the ice with you, and then now they're just on the bench watching. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then, obviously after the game, being able to, you know, catch up with them and seeing them all for the first time, getting those hugs in and saying what's up. And then a lot of people were able to come to the game and get pictures with all of us, which I'm sure was cool for them and cool for us as well. So that part was cool.
Yeah. Those are always nice moments too. And even one of our teammates asked for a picture too, and like in a serious way. So that was pretty funny.
That was so funny.
Well.
Yeah.
He came out.
We were all standing there in the hallway, and he came out, and we were standing right by where like you can meet guys on the other team. If you know them, you can just say hi quickly after. So we had just seen a couple guys we knew, and then so he came out, and I thought he was kind of waiting to see someone that he knew on the other team, and we all just kind of said what's up, and then he just goes, like, after a couple of minutes to just stand there awkwardly, he's like, hey, could I get a picture with you guys? I'm like, oh, seriously? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Hand someone his phone.
Yeah, no, that was funny. Another cool thing to touch on for that game was that there was, what was it, 8 UWS players from last year's team in the game playing. And then six guys that were on the team last year, obviously the hockey guys watching, which was, that's got to be some sort of record. That was cool too.
Yeah. Like, not only did we all go to the same school, because like obviously like that happens throughout the league and whatnot, but at the same time too. So that was pretty cool. That honestly must be some sort of record.
Yeah, like, I don't know how many times you're getting 8 guys that played on the same team in a game in pro hockey like the next year, which is really cool.
Yeah, within a 2-year span.
Yeah, we should have got a picture of all of us, honestly, but
yeah,
it was good. It was good to catch up with those guys too. And then after the game, we went to a little restaurant, got some food and some drinks, and caught up with the guys. And you know, it's cool. Like, all every time you see them, it's just like picking up right where you left off. Like, we haven't seen them in like 5 or 6 months, and it's like we never really left. It's always, you know, just back to the same old goofing around and no serious conversations allowed.
Yeah, literally just not one serious conversation.
Just goofing off. A couple stories. Yeah. A little bit. We got our couch talk in too. That's perfect. That's the best part.
We went to the place for a while, and then we dropped the guys off at their hotel room for the night, which was, they were staying on the RV in a hotel parking lot, all 6 of them. So we hopped on the RV for a while and just sat there and kind of shot the shit for a while, which was, again, funny because that was your first time on the RV, Johnny, which is funny.
Yeah.
I just remember like yesterday, it was like us and all of us on that RV going to Nashville, which was pretty funny, which is where they were going after anyway. So
yeah. And how about when we went to the rink the next day, we drove by them.
Yeah. In the morning.
That's right. Yeah.
They were heading out of town and we were also heading out of town.
Yeah. It would have been nice if we could have made it to Nashville, but we just got in so late the next night that it just didn't make sense to go. We wouldn't have been able to make a day out of it.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, our original plan was to, when we got home from our away game the next day, we were going to drive to Nashville and spend the day with the guys. But because of the way the busing situation worked out, we left at 7 in the morning and we got to Evansville at about 1 o'clock and just chilled on the bus and went to eat. And then went into the rink at 5. So because the bus driver needs to sleep in between, obviously he can't be driving or awake all those hours. So we didn't end up getting home till what, like 5 a.m. in the morning when we finally got back to our apartment.
Yeah.
So that would have been a really quick turnaround. And then we would have had to been back for practice on Monday morning. So it was kind of a tight window where we didn't think it was going to work. And it looked like those guys had pretty good time on Saturday night. So they weren't firing on all cylinders on Sunday anyway. So
couple of them were.
Yeah. Well, some better than others. You know how it is.
One of us would have had to fire on 0 cylinders too. So
yeah
someone would have had to drive there and back. So
to be honest, I think all 3 of us would have been on 0 cylinders because we were just so tired on Sunday. Like, what time we wake up at, like, 1 in the afternoon?
Yeah, we got up at
1. I woke up at 12:58.
Yeah, like, that. I was just zonked out in my bed.
Yeah,
that was tired. That's just the thing about the road trips. It's, like, it's so hard to go to sleep on the bus after a win, especially when everyone's kind of goofing around.
And yeah.
We just didn't end up going to bed. We just stayed up the whole night and got home at 4 and... or 4:30, and then unpacked the bus and everything, and then got home at 5 and kind of just slept for 5 or 6 hours, and it was pretty well needed, honestly.
Yeah.
There was no way I would have gotten up before 10 a.m. that day.
No, not a chance.
Really tough.
You just got to plug in sometimes, just recharge.
Yeah, get the batteries back on, eh?
Yeah, literally. New Duracells.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, but seemed like they had a fun time in Nashville. They looked like they did kind of like a bar hopping thing where they went to almost every bar on the strip, which is something we hadn't done before. We hit a lot of them, but we didn't hit every single one like those guys did.
I think they went to 14 yeah. different bars.
Was that the number?
I think it was something like that.
Yeah. I didn't pay attention really to how many, but it looked like they were going to all of them.
Yeah, they were having a good time.
Yeah, it was a pretty eventful weekend there too, like St. Patrick's Day, end of spring break, and the March Madness tournament was just starting up. So I'm sure it wasn't a ghost town there. So it looked like they had a pretty good time.
No, and they were sending their snaps, lining them up, and
Yeah, must have been tired to wake up too.
They must have been tired too, because that was their 10th day in a row on the road, because they were in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
LA, then they flew back and then left the next day for Birmingham. So I'm sure they were a little
out
tired.
In
but
Geneva too.
Yeah, it's always a little bit easier to keep going when you don't really have anything super taxing to do. But we were chirping them because it looked like the bus ride down was a little bit more tame than the bus ride we did there on spring break a couple years ago, eh, Marty?
Oh yeah, they had their computers out, man.
Yeah, they were all working, and I can tell you one thing: we were not working those days when we were on that bus.
Not one bit.
It was goof around city.
I think the only similar thing we did was play karaoke, but I guess they did that too. But it was for work.
Fair
enough.
The pre-hockey guy days.
Yeah.
Was that before we started the actual account? Or was that just after we started it?
That was before, but it was still on Lawson's YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Right, because we would have started the following fall, right?
Yeah. My second year.
I always get confused because the YouTube videos are out of it, but that I forgot that Lawson had his personal YouTube channel before that.
Yeah.
And then he must have reposted it on the Hockey Guys ones, no? Or is it still just on his?
I think it's just on his still.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But, yeah. Those are good videos. Good. So if you haven't seen them, I recommend going to Lawson's old YouTube.
Yeah, if you follow the Hockey Guys YouTube and you haven't seen those original spring break videos, then they're on Lawson's personal YouTube channel, and they're pretty hidden gems up there, I'd say. Those are like our first introduction to being in front of cameras all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like you can see like the awkwardness and like us just being goofballs basically the whole time.
Literally.
And Johnny makes us a short cameo in it when he's waving goodbye to the boys on the bus.
Yeah, dropped the boys off in Westman parking lot and was by myself for the next day and a half. We had a couple other teammates in town, but wasn't
that's true.
Marriott was empty.
You went home though, right? Because you were going home for spring break and then you ended up just staying home because of COVID, right?
Yeah. I remember my mom texting me because they're obviously we were not watching the news at school, and my mom's texting me. She's like, bring all your equipment home, bring all this stuff home. I'm like, What are you talking about? We got practice in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then get home on the Friday, Monday morning, international lockdown.
I still remember like when we were driving there, or like when we just showed up, we were like, oh my God, there's like 14 new cases today here.
Oh yeah.
14. And we're like,
yeah, those were like the numbers.
Yeah.
They were like putting out, and we're like, oh my God, 14 in this whole county, like whatever. And then 2 days later is when they shut everything down.
2 days later, it was like 4,000. We're like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But like to be fair, like we didn't know anything about it. So like it was like a lot of people's mindset at that time was like, oh yeah, it's just like a flu that's going around. It'll be over in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So like it was honestly just like, well, we're going and nothing. I think the motto was nothing's ruining our spring break.
Yeah.
And then obviously the Sunday we were all like, oh boy, this is a lot more serious than we even knew about. So
yeah, the only thing that I had, or the first time I heard about coronavirus was on a video on Barstool, and it was a guy doing a luge off his friend's back with a bottle of Corona. That's the first time I heard about coronavirus. So I was like, what the hell's that? And then,
oh my God.
Yeah, first thing I did too when I got home that spring break was immediately like hang out with my buddies.
Right.
Coming from a different country. And like,
little did you know that was the last time you'd be able to hang out with them for a while.
Yeah. Didn't see them for quite a few more months when it was like, yeah, you could like hang out in your backyard, but stay 6 feet apart. So we went to my one buddy's place and had a fire, and we're all sitting like 10 feet apart. And I remember one of the guys came in and he went to dab up another guy. And we're like, what are you doing? Like, you idiot.
Don't touch each other.
Like, you know what's going on. And this is like five, or no, not five, 3 months or 4 months after the lockdown.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what are you doing? Oh my God. And I remember I was also very highly
especially
praised
in Canada too.
Because Pink Whitney came out that year in the States, but it hadn't reached Canada yet. And I brought a bottle home. So I brought it to that
oh,
hangout.
Oh yeah. So you were the man.
I was the freaking man at that hangout.
Yeah, well, Pink Whitney was just immune to COVID, so
yeah.
You guys were all good.
Yeah, we were passing around, and like you would go like set it down like near a guy, walk away, and then he would get up and get it. That's how we passed the ball around.
I remember
getting
home and like not knowing really anything about it, and my mom was like super like. Into like she just watched the news for like it seemed like 72 hours straight.
Yeah.
And so she was
she had like 19 bottles of hand sanitizer, and I wasn't allowed to do anything unless I sanitized my hands, and like I had to wear a mask in the house for a few days.
Oh yeah.
And then just like, okay, like I'm not doing this anymore. If we're all in lockdown, like we're just staying in lockdown. Like there's no point in like me
myself. Yeah, I went full out, like the full 2 weeks in the basement.
Yeah,
and that was without seeing
my parents.
Yeah, I remember because that's when us three started to play COD together, right? And then
I remember
Marty would say like, "Oh yeah, my dinner's just at the top of the stairs. I gotta go pick it up."
Yeah,
yeah. I would hear a knock on the basement door, go upstairs, get my tray, and then bring it back down right back to COD. Yeah. But and like my guy in COD is like hiding in the corner of the house, and Marty's guarding the stairs.
Yeah. If you guys had this too, but my siblings that lived at home with me when I first got home were all like super pissed off at me because I had obviously just gotten home from Nashville, and they all knew like everything about it since they were being educated by my mom, and and like when their friends wanted to like hang out with them, they had to say no because I had just gotten home and like we were all in quarantine technically. And so, like, they were all really pissed off at me that they couldn't go out and do anything. And I had just gotten home from this, like, massive spring break trip in Nashville. And they were all just super angry. I don't know if you guys had that, too.
I only had I wouldn't say they were angry, but maybe a little bit of tension just because I was getting all my meals and stuff catered to in the basement for 2 weeks. And then they had to fend for themselves upstairs, so...
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah.
I was the only one in my basement, so didn't matter.
That's right, yeah.
Still, we were the princes when we came home. It was the prince returns. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, literally. those were the best months of my entire life.
Dude, I would do it again. They were awesome, man. We 13 hours man. Of COD, go to bed literally. At 5 a.m.
So you're telling me that I don't need to get out of the basement and make my bed and go outside and do stuff?
And you don't have to bother me at all?
Yeah, like I'm not allowed to do the dishwasher and like clean the dishes and stuff?
Darn it.
Darn it.
The fridge in the basement had beers in it and food and snacks. There's a bathroom down
so
there.
So many snacks.
The hardest labor I had to do was brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Legit. Like,
you know, I'd maybe rip legit. A sauna, you know, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we've told this story on the pod, I think a couple times before, but it's always a funny story to bring up when we talk about this stuff is when, Pacer and I got home the second time from driving from COVID and we got those, take home tests at the border.
Oh yeah.
So you had to do one at the first day that you got back and then like the eighth day of your quarantine. And I think it was the eighth day one where we were playing COD and you have to go online.
Oh
and
my God. Yes.
You have to register your test online with a nurse, right?
I forgot about this.
Yeah. And so we were all playing COD and Pacer hadn't done his yet. I had done mine earlier that day. So I was telling him like, hey, you better get on because there's a huge lineup of people that are waiting. And so what was it, Johnny? Like you were like 700th in line or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. And then we were playing COD. So I'm like, okay, I got time, whatever. It skips to like maybe 5 minutes later. I guess I'm next. And the nurse is like saying, hello, hello, hello.
No, you left, didn't you? You left and we heard.
Oh, yeah. I went to go get food. I went to get food. Yeah. Then. Yeah. And then
and
I
me
came
and Tabber
over
and heard
like,
her.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I had to re-register and then we're still playing COD. And then I finally was up next and then I'm doing it. And could you guys hear me when I was shoving that thing in my nose?
Yeah. You're like, is it far enough? And you could just hear the nurse like, yeah, looks good. Yeah.
Now other nostril.
Yeah.
I just remember sitting there and then you were just like, hey, I'm going upstairs to grab food. And we're like, okay, whatever. And then Jordan, because you left your headset right beside your phone, and the nurse came on and was like, hello, hello, Jonathan, hello. And Marty and I were like, uh-oh, he's not there. And then as soon as you came back, she hung up, and you were like, no, no. Yeah.
Literally.
And then how about the guys at the border tab? Because they must have been so bored, because we were the only car there.
They were having a grand old time.
We pull in, they're like, what's up, boys? Welcome back. We're like, oh, thanks, man. And Tabber's like, did we get some take-home COVID tests? Like, sure do, bud. Like the most Canadian guy ever.
Yeah.
And then the other, where he's like, yeah, pull around there. And the other officer comes out of the building and he's got four in his hand and he's chucking them in the windows like this, like a Frisbee. And he's like, yeah, here they are, boys, hot and ready. Like, then
we talked to them for probably like 25 minutes at the border just because they were so bored. We were like, so are you guys busy? And they're like, no, you're actually the first car we've seen today. And it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were like, oh, really?
Because, Tab, was that the time that we stayed in Sioux, Michigan?
Yes.
Yeah. And then because
it was the joke, like it was our last day of freedom.
Yeah, yeah. And then we went out to eat and everything.
We went to Applebee's and we got the steaks that were cooked by maybe 4 seconds on the grill.
Yeah, we apparently ordered them blue and they came out and we're like, okay, whatever, we're not sending these back. It's 11 o'clock at night. And then we were watching a couple argue in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny and I witnessed a couple get a divorce in Applebee's. Because
so funny.
We walked in right behind them and we were waiting to get a table and the hostess asked, it was three of them. It was the dad, the wife and the daughter. And so the lady came over and was like, table for three. And the dad said, actually, just two. I'm going to go sit in the bar. And his wife just turned at him and looked at him and went, fuck you.
And we're like, whoa.
We're like, uh-oh.
And then the whole time.
Remember, yeah, we were watching him at the table.
Yeah, they're in the corner booth and he's just like deadpan face looking at his food. And his wife is just in his ear the whole, like for like 30 minutes straight. And we're like, that's our entertainment for the night. So there's no like games on or anything. So we just watched that and it was awesome. Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then
the hotel.
Yeah. The hotel lady,
the concierge lady, we were just like trying to joke around with her and we're like, oh yeah, like where's our room going to be? Like where's the best place to park? And she's like, well, you can park on the left side of the building. Or you could park on the right side of the building, or you can park in front of the building. We're like, okay, so anywhere. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and then, any spot, right?
And then she's like, and there's a complimentary continental breakfast in the morning. And I go, oh, which continent? And she looks me dead in the eye and goes, America.
Yeah. And then obviously we're in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And we asked her if we could have an oceanfront room. And she didn't understand the sarcasm. So she's like, sir, there's no oceans here.
Yeah. And she's like, but the lake is, she's like, but the lake is that way. Like, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was just your classic, goofing around with people. And she wasn't quite picking up the jokes.
And then we're like, we had food with us. And no, she was still talking about the breakfast and she's like, yeah, you could eat it in the dining hall or in your room. I was like, can I eat it in the hallway? She's like, yeah, sure.
And what about the car? Yeah, you can take it to go if you want.
We're like, oh my god, okay, perfect, thank you.
Yeah, this conversation's over.
Yeah,
we'll be out of your hair in just a second. Yeah, big goofballs. Yeah. And then we had this elaborate plan that our last night of freedom, we were going to go to the casino. And we just were so tired from the drive that we just went straight to bed.
Yeah. No fun.
Yeah, that was tough. No. No fun, no. Police.
Yeah. But yeah, those were honestly just good times. Like looking back on it now, just getting catered to. No worries, no responsibilities. Just awesome.
Yeah, I didn't wake up till 10 a.m. most days. If that.
10 a.m. was early.
Was it?
That was early for me in COVID. When you go to bed at 5 after playing COD and you got to get the liquid back in your eye from staring at a TV all day, you know.
Yeah.
You need your shut eye.
Was I rubbing my mic?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
When you're like moving it, it was like.
Oh, that's my bad. Listen, I keep forgetting that this thing isn't like a churro that I would just want to eat. So
itchy chin
close to my mouth sometimes.
Itchy chin.
This is I was gonna say us doing the podcast in our own rooms is a little bit more inconvenient because obviously you can't sit there and talk to each other like face to face, but it is a lot more convenient in the way that we don't have to spend an hour and a half setting it all up. Making sure everyone can hear each other.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah, that we sound good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do. I think we sound great.
I think, you guys sound pretty crisp in my ear.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What do I know?
Crisp as a Pringle.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah.
If that's the
same. We got like 7 games left in the regular season. So the season's starting to wind down here. We've played a lot of hockey this year, guys. Like compared to college seasons, we've already played 15 games more than we would normally play. So that's curious to think about, like, do you guys think it's a lot longer of a grind or do you guys find it's easier because we don't have like school and all the other shit to deal with?
Both. If that makes sense.
Kind of a mix, right?
Yeah. It's nice just focusing on hockey.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of wear and tear.
Yeah.
It's definitely a wear and tear till like Tuesday. Then you start to feel better, and then like Wednesday, Thursday, and then you play Friday, Saturday again, then you're sore for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Like, depending on the physicality. Yeah, depending on the physicality of the game, like, you could wake up the next day and you're just like, did I get hit by a bus last night? Oh my God.
I was just thinking, like, because in college, you basically practicing and playing the same amount while the season's going on, but the season here is just longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, during the season, I feel like it's the same, but, like, the college season ended, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago already, so it's like, this time of year is, like, where you're not used to continuing playing, so it's kind of like an adjustment that way.
100%.
Definitely nice not to have to go to school, though, and, you know, go to school from 9 to 2 and then practice at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot easier waking up to go to the rink than it is waking up to go to sit in a lecture.
Just thinking back on, like, the freshman year when we took 18 credits.
Yeah.
On top of, like, I just killed myself for 2 years straight taking 18 credits those first 4 semesters.
Yeah, those were. I mean, I feel like a lot of people just take 15 their first couple years, right? Because you could just spread it out.
Yeah, because it still equals out to the 120.
Yeah, but I think we like front loaded our first year or two, especially you, because you were double majoring, so you had a bunch more credits to take.
Yeah, but we also did think about, like, leaving at the end of senior year, so we would be able to, like, only have one or two classes, so we could leave.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know if I would have been able to do it if I had full 15 credits my senior spring semester.
Yeah, I only had one class senior spring. So I was like,
yeah, hey, I had
leaving
two,
for
I
6 weeks. And he's like, oh, okay. And then when I got back, I asked for an assignment. And he's like, were you not in class last week? And I was like, I haven't been here for 5 weeks.
Oh, is this the...
Is this the teacher
I'm thinking? Yeah, I'm thinking of. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's the guy that liked to run a lot and talk about it.
Yeah.
Is this guy?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he was a fun teacher too. He was fun. But yeah.
There's a couple.
Wait, no, I think we're thinking of different people, Marty. Was he the guy that we took that one class and he got mad at you for just getting up and walking out?
HHP 110.
Yeah, is that, wait.
That teacher.
The old guy?
No.
Oh, no, that was not that guy.
110 was Ray. He retired.
Yeah, his last name
was a beauty.
His last name starts with a G. Hmm. Yeah. Ray, thinking of two different people.
Ray was a beauty. I like that guy.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah. I'm thinking of the guy, Marty. Remember we took that class? It was you, me, Klainer, and Raz, and we were in the HHP building, and then every day you'd get up and just walk out and go to the bathroom, and he would, like, get mad and stop the lecture and wouldn't say anything. And then finally one day he was like, gentlemen, can you please not leave the class without asking? And we were like, what? We've been doing this for like 2 months.
Preschool.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Hey, bud, I'm 25.
Half the times I just go for, like, a break just to, like, not take notes for full 50 minutes straight.
The best is he caught on to what we were doing, because there's that refuel the snack station in the door next door, and so you'd leave and we'd come back with, like, a bag of chips and, like, two snacks, and he'd be like, where did you get that? And we were like, oh, well, I don't know.
Just crinkling chips and crackers.
Yeah. The poor guy.
Dude, I used to get so mad when you'd go in there and there'd be, like, one water in the fridge.
Yeah, people would just rate it.
It would just be rated because, like, the basketball team or whatever other indoor sports that we had, they were always in that building, right? So they, as soon as the good snacks come, gone immediately. You have to get there fresh on a Thursday morning. That's when the refill happened.
Thursday morning, first thing. That you, if, even if you're late to your class, that's where you got to go first.
Oh, yeah. I would go late all the time. Walk in with my applesauce, my cheese string, bag of chips, apple, fully loaded, and then stop for a coffee.
To school too.
And then stop for a coffee in the M-Dub, roll in a class.
Yeah, the classic story. I'm late. I was just running late this morning, and then your teacher goes, "Well, you had time to get snacks and a coffee," and you're like, "What?"
Oh, no, I got this way earlier.
Yeah, no, this is from last night. I just warmed it up in the microwave.
Yeah, no, that was the best. Oh, I can't help it if the line's long at Caribou.
Yeah, not my fault, teacher. It was the line was long, and the people were the coffee machine was broken.
Yeah, and again, just the biggest inconvenience ordering a black coffee at Caribou. Mm-hmm. Like, they just didn't understand that I don't want sugar or cream in my coffee.
No. Oh, you don't want anything in it? No.
And the craziest thing too, like 8 a.m., kids are getting like a full like chocolate mocha thing with like whipped cream.
Yeah,
in
Frappuccino. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. How are you having that at 8 in the morning?
Well, get some through the day. Get some through the day.
That's just,
you know, contrary to popular belief, Johnny, not a lot of people like the taste of black coffee. So I'm going to kind of side with them on that one.
Hey, no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like, yeah, you could toss like a sugar or a cream in there. Go ahead. But like full to the brim whipped cream at 8 a.m.
I feel like those are the drinks for the people that don't like coffee, but like need the caffeine.
Need the caffeine and sugar. Yeah.
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 Hey, and life's too short. You know, some people eat their junk food in the morning, and we just decide to eat it at night. So,
yeah.
Split the difference. Sure. Split the difference.
Sure. I honestly, that makes sense. If you're going to have it during the day, it's got to be at some time, right? So,
right. Yeah. So, yeah. Might as well you might as well treat yourself.
Might as well.
100%.
Well, anyways, I think that wraps up episode number 74. You guys, anything else you guys want to get off your chest while we're on here?
I think
that's all I got.
Nah.
Nah, you guys are good?
I'm all talked out.
Stories for next week.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Cheers.
See you, folks.
See you.
Cheers.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.